The New Orleans Saints returned home to an ecstatic welcome today after their Super Bowl victory, the first in the club's 43-year history. The jubilation of Saints fans defies easy measurement, but one measure could be found on the streets of the French Quarter, which were packed with thousands of fans last night, and that also means packed with lots and lots of garbage. Calvin Jones has been out all day hauling in the trash. He's the French Quarter supervisor for SDT Waste and Debris, which has the city contract to clean the French Quarter. Mr. Jones joins us from the corner of Charters and Esplanade. When did you first go out today?
We started out at 4:30 a.m.
And what was it like at 4:30?
Like a small Mardi Gras. I mean, you know, just trash and debris everywhere. But we took it in stride because we rather the victory in the trash. You know, that's just warming us up for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, well, you want to have the win, right? So, of course, you take the trash.
Yeah, we take the win and the trash.
Well, were you seeing any different kinds of trash for the Super Bowl victory than you would see for Mardi Gras?
Yeah, trash was basically like daiquiri cups, you know, and a lot of, but they had one thing that they do have on Mardi Gras, a lot of beef.
I guess
we celebrated the Super Bowl with beef, so it's pretty much the same amount of trash, you know, not like post-Katrina, you know, you had like tree branches and stuff, but this was just basically the trash of party goers, you know.
Well, how is the smell in the French Quarter when you started out this morning?
Vomit, old beer, wine smell, you know, like old busted up barroom.
Mm-hmm.
We use a super fresh, you know, and we pressure wash with a scent that's lemon fresh also. So once we get out at 4:30, the smell will be gone about 5:30.
Well, you've got the Saints parade tomorrow night to think about, I guess, and then Mardi Gras next Tuesday.
Yeah, so two Tuesdays we have an event this year back to back.
Mm-hmm.
We just have such a great system that the bigger the event, the more motivated we get. You know, we like to come out in the morning at 4:30 or 4 a.m. and see so much trash, and then at 10 or 10:30, you don't see anything, and you smell different. You know, like today, you got a bunch of people from out of town are really just thanking us. They was like, man, we was out here last night. See, that's the only thing we don't get to do.
Hmm.
We can't party because we got to be up the next morning for every event.
Mr. Jones, were you able to watch the game? I know you have to get up early to come to work.
I had to watch now.
Yeah, I would think. And when you were watching, were you sort of thinking in your mind about the job that you'd have the next day cleaning up the trash?
Yeah, and it was such a hard thing because you have to hope for them to win. But I said, if they win, we're going to have record trash. But I was glad they won the game, and it turned out to be pretty much trash, but like I said, it was a small Mardi Gras.
Well, Mr. Jones, thanks for talking with us after a long day of work. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Calvin Jones is the French Quarter supervisor for SDT Waste and Debris in New Orleans. And if it wasn't the biggest trash day in New Orleans, it was the biggest moment for TV watching. Yesterday's Super Bowl is now the most watched program in American history. That's according to Nielsen ratings, which found that more than 106 million people tuned in. That beats a record held since 1983 by the finale of MASH. This is NPR.